So we are here at a special screening of Lion, based on the autobiographical novel by Saru Brierley, A Long Way From Home. So we have with us the man of the moment, the writer whose story this film revolves around, Saru Brierley. Saru, tell me, what were the memories most close to your heart, memories of India, as you were growing up in Australia?
Well, most of the memories were just, nurturing my sister, I guess, because she was only about 3 years old, and, also sort of seeing my mum sort of slave away so hard, and coming back home and sitting down and trying to feed us all children when she couldn't really, and she working so hard to do so. But, and I guess I just, the feel of a community there too, that there was, of everyone just being sort of really congregated and, working together. But, we lived in the sort of the slums, the sort of lower echelon of society. And, there was that slight feeling of togetherness as well, even though that we, at the bottom of society.
So there was a community feeling, but you didn't, as a child, remember the name of the town you came from.
No, not at all. I never went to school. I never articulated sort of words very well at all. And my best friend was my sister, who was, about 2.5, 3 years old, which you couldn't really have a conversation with her at all. So it was very hard.
It was hard. I'm sure it would have been traumatizing. But paint me a picture of when you actually met your biological mother and your family. What was the overriding emotion at that moment?
It was amazing. I was looking eye to eye with this woman that I'm just trying to grasp, and eventually I get it within seconds that this is my mother. And it's been 25 years of separation and oceans apart, but for her, I don't know what she was thinking. She saw me 25 years earlier, and I was running around chasing my little sister. Then all of a sudden, I just vanished like a ghost. And then 25 years later, I reappeared, materialized on a Sunday afternoon, and there I am, with tears just running down my eyes. And I thought to myself, "You may have looked for me. Sorry, let me rephrase that. You may have looked for me, but I look for you in my memories for 25 years, and autonomously transcended the hope and the determination, the love, the wanting to know if you're okay and my sister's okay. My dream has sincerely come true."
What was the first words that you spoke to your mother? And I guess you don't speak Hindi.
No, I don't.
So what did you say to her? How did you communicate with her?
I think it was all sort of physical, really. And the communication just started a couple of hours when there was a lady around the corner, an Anglo-Indian, that could sort of translate, and I'm so grateful for Cheryl. She's the lady that translated for us and really helped us out. And if it wasn't for her, it would have been a very difficult sort of trying to sort of understand each other and communicate. So,
Saru, what do you consider yourself to be? An Indian, an Australian, Indo-Australian? How do you feel? How would you define yourself?
Well, I've been here for 29 years, and I'd have to say, my heritage and my palate is Indian, but being in the culture of Australia, I love Australia, and that's where my heart is and my family is, but I also love my heritage of India as well, and the food.
Yes, the taste never leaves your palate. Now, tell me about the movie itself. How do you feel? How does it depict you? Does it show your true life?
Look, it's an amazing film, and, it's depicted extremely well. David Wenham, Nicole Kidman, Dev Patel, that portrays me, they do an amazing job, and kudos to them, because they've worked really hard. And what you see is the truth. There's no CGI, there's no computer graphics implemented in there. It's a real life story that, is an anthem of love. And I think, the film just resonates in people so well. And I'm happy about that.
I'm sure it'll resonate very well. Finally, would you like to give a message to other children who have been adopted?
I think, you know, for me was listen to your dreams, listen to your gut feelings, because at the end of the day, we're all destiny's children.
Do you believe in a God?
I believe in the energy in the universe that pulled and pushed me, and I'm alive because the celestial beings align so well.
So well said. Thank you for your time, and we wish you and the film all the very best. Thank you, sir.
Thanks very much.